I'm Jeb Sharp, and you're with The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Trump has named a new national security advisor. His name is H.R. McMaster, and he's an Army general. McMaster was tapped to replace Mike Flynn, who resigned after about 3 weeks on the job. After that, Trump reportedly considered four more candidates for the national security post, all white men. And that's a reminder of how we've gone from one of the most diverse administrations in history to one of the least in recent memory. I discussed that with Shamila Chaudhry. She served on the National Security Council under President Obama.
To President Obama's credit, he didn't really make an issue out of his diversity. He merely appointed well-credentialed senior professionals into these national security posts who happened to be women. And over time, many of us who are observing this trend realized that it was a very deliberate decision on his part. The Trump administration does not want to make that a value or a priority.
There is at least one woman quite high up. The number two post, the deputy national security advisor, is currently filled by KT McFarland, who's a woman. Just any sense of her, any sense of what she represents in terms of this balance of gender or diversity in the administration?
I find that to be a very promising development, that there is a woman who has broad policymaking background and knowledge of the process who has been appointed to his White House. So that's a very positive development on both accounts of just her background professionally, but also that she is a woman and she can be a role model. That being said, we don't know exactly how much power she will have in the face of other influencers like Steve Bannon and Jared Kushner, who clearly are the de facto national security advisors.
Why does it matter so much to have diversity in these picks? I mean, at some level, you're going to want the best person for the job no matter what.
Well, I think that there is an idea out there that is backed by some research that having a good gender balance in a room leads to better decisions that consider kind of how do policies impact different kinds of people. I think that having women in the room allows for more opportunities to talk about how women are impacted by certain national security policies. There have been some recent surveys that show that, you know, even among senior policymakers in the national security field, that men tend to neglect the fact that there are certain gender issues involved in national security, for example, in conflicts or in war zones, that women's experience is very different than that of a man's. And I know that women being in the room at the table have, you know, helped bring those experiences to light. We shouldn't presume, though, that just having women at the table means that there will be more kind of female-friendly perspectives, per se, or that there will, you know,
why not?
Well, because when you work in an area like national security or foreign policy, regardless of your gender, you know, you're an intelligent person who studied the issues and you're looking at them not based on your own identity, first and foremost, but just from a kind of intellectual perspective, from a historical perspective. You know, we don't want to kind of typecast women professionals as the only people that can bring gender balance into a room. I think, you know, I've worked with a lot of male colleagues who have been equally considerate and balanced in their consideration of gender issues. What we need to focus on is if you have an all-white male room, not just women, but if you don't have enough African Americans around the table, or if you don't have Muslims at the table, or if you don't consult those kinds of people in the process of your decision making, then something definitely gets lost. And I feel like the Trump administration doesn't value consultation, and women are kind of one of the casualties of that.
I'm curious if you have any anecdotes, if there's a story that sticks with you that goes to the heart of what we're talking about out of your experience inside an administration.
I'll just say that when I got over to the NSC, there were several women in key leadership positions there as senior directors and advisors, and some of them were even pregnant while they were doing their work. And, you know, it was really refreshing to see more women in that kind of work environment. You know, it made me realize that, okay, I can do this. I can make it work. I need to ask these folks how they're doing it. And, you know, the only way you can do that is if you have role models.
Shamila Chaudhry, Senior South Asia Fellow at New America, thanks so much for telling us about all this.
Thank you.
President Trump likes Twitter, so we're tweeting him our questions, a different one every day during the first 100 days of his administration. Hashtag 100 days, 100 Qs. Today's question for @RealDonaldTrump, how will you continue to increase the presence of women in national security efforts? You can join the project by using the hashtag 100 days, 100 Qs.